Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk with you about self-care. Because the thing is, when we're not looking after ourselves, we're unable to be the best version of ourselves and we can't look after others. So for myself, I'm a parent, I've got three children, and when I'm not at my best, the whole family seems to suffer and things go downhill very, very quickly. So I hope that today's episode will help you see some areas where maybe you can improve in your self-care areas and make a difference in your home life and your family life as well. So self-care doesn't always have to be, you know, going for a massage or getting a facial or something like that. It can be a really simple thing such as making sure you're getting enough sleep. Now, for me, I know that if I don't get enough sleep, I have this ridiculous roll-on effect where my day the next day is just horrendous. So this is something that I've been working on much more recently now that my children seem to be sleeping better through the night, is making sure that I do go to bed earlier and making sure that I'm getting a decent night's sleep, because I'm not anticipating that I'm getting woken up in the middle of the night anymore. So for me, I can actually improve my sleep now that it's back in my control and it's not my children waking me up all the time. I can't blame them anymore. It's up to me to go to bed earlier and, you know, to not be having these bad habits before bed, you know, looking at screens and watching TV and doing things that aren't beneficial to my self-care. So that's one area that you might want to look at if you're not getting enough sleep. It's a very simple one, but it makes such a big difference as far as like a flow-on effect. The next one is doing something that you enjoy and making it a regular activity. So it could be a very simple thing such as having a bath once a week. I love having a bath. I absolutely get so much enjoyment and relaxation from taking a bath. And my weekly ritual is to have a bath on a Thursday night. And I wait till the kids have gone to bed and I put some Epsom salts in the bath. I put some essential oils in there. Sometimes I'll pop a candle on and I will just relax and lay back in that bath and read a book and just really enjoy some downtime. I give myself a facial while I'm in there and put a facial mask on and just really enjoy that time. And that's me time. That's for no one else but for me, and I just love it. So you might not love baths, but you might love something else that's just for you. So find that thing that you love and find something that makes you feel refreshed and rejuvenated, because it really makes a massive difference to the way that we feel overall. The next one is to say no. Right? This is hard for us as women, and I have done an entire blog post on this and I'll link to that below. But as women, we have been kind of, how do I explain it? We've been kind of brought up to be the good girls, to be polite, to do the right thing. And we've kind of been trained to say yes when deep down we don't always want to say yes. And what I've learned is when you say yes to someone else, what you're actually doing is you're saying no to yourself. So if there's a situation where you don't want to do something, then you're better off saying no. And I've got some strategies for you to be able to say no without feeling awful or making the other person feel upset. So go ahead and have a look at that article on my website. And like I said, I'll pop the link below. But you know, when you say yes to situations, so let's say, for example, someone invites you to an event and you don't want to go, you actually really don't want to go to that event, you can say no. You really don't have to go to it. It's your life. And this is part of self-care. When we say yes to everyone, we don't have time for doing the things that we want to focus on and the things that we love. So please go ahead and have a read of that article, and I'd love to hear what you think of that and if that's something that you will practice implementing. All right, the next thing is making sure you look after your health. So there's lots of areas that we need to focus on when we talk about our self-care. And the main ones are obviously diet and exercise. So for you, I hope you're doing your best to eat gluten-free and to make sure that you're supporting your celiac disease diagnosis and working towards healing your body and feeling the best that you can. But if you're not eating enough nourishing foods, then that's where we're not looking after ourselves to the best of our ability. So that's something that I definitely focus on and make sure that I eat as well as I possibly can. I would love to one day be able to eat 100% organically. At this point in my life, it's not in our family budget, but maybe one day it will be. So, you know, I do the best that I can. I eat fresh, healthy food, but that's my next step. That's my next goal as far as eating better. For you, it might be adding in more vegetables or cutting something out. So we're all in different places and we all, you know, we have different goals. So your self-care will be very different to the next person. So focus on an area in your life as far as the way that you eat and just go for that next improvement. And then as far as exercise, same thing again. For you, it could be just getting out of the house and going for a walk, or it could be going to the gym an extra day on top of what you're already doing, or it could be at the moment you're doing lots of hardcore exercise and you need something to slow down a little bit. So you might need to focus on something where you can be calmer and more chill, such as yoga. So looking at which areas in your life you need a little bit more support. So for me, I've been going back to Body Balance and it has just been amazing for not only my physical self, but also my mental state as well. It's really helped with my mindset. So I'm actually loving going back to the gym and going to Body Balance. And from there, it's made me want to go and do more classes, and I've expanded the different types of classes and exercise that I'm doing. So find something that you love so that you want to do it, because it is a form of self-care when you look after yourself and you treat your body well. Now, the next one is finding out what is not supporting you. So look at your life and find out what is not supporting you in your life and make steps to work towards changing those things. So I'll give you an example for myself. So before I became a health coach, I was working for an airline. And I actually used to be a flight attendant for them. And when I put my resignation in from my maternity leave, they didn't want to accept my resignation and they offered me a job in the office, which at the time didn't really want to take, but for many reasons ended up taking that job in the office. And it was just 2 days a week. And I hated every moment of having to put my baby in childcare and being at that job. So when I had the opportunity to no longer be working there anymore, I made that happen. I put steps into place to be able to become a health coach and to be able to build my business and to be able to get clients. And that way I was able to say no to that job. I was able to step away from that job that I no longer loved. You know, I loved being a flight attendant, but I didn't love working for that company in an office role. It just didn't suit my personality. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy working inside with no windows. You know, I was in an office cubicle in the middle of the building and I didn't enjoy not being able to see the outside world. So it was a no for me, and I had to do what I needed to get away from that. So that could be the same for you. You might be in a position with work and you're just not loving that, or you could be in a relationship that you're not loving and you need to take steps to move away from those situations. So that is part of self-care. So work out what is not making you thrive in this lifetime and move away from that when you can. Do everything that you can to move away from it. Now, If this is something that resonates with you, I want to give you a book recommendation because this is one of the books that I bought many years ago, and I feel that it was very pivotal in helping me to move forward way back then, as far as making sure I was putting myself first. And it's called The Art of Extreme Self-Care, and it's by a lady called Cheryl Richardson. And basically what she does is she teaches you how to implement steps month by month. So it's 12 months of steps that you can take to, you know, put your self-care front and center. So I really love that book and I highly recommend it. And the thing is, when we don't put ourselves first, so many things happen to us. So my husband will remind me when I need to be taking certain steps. Sometimes I slip back as well. And it comes out in frustration towards the children. It comes out in me feeling overwhelmed by the house. It comes out by me being, you know, jumping down my husband's throat because of something else that's upset me, and it's not really him that's upset me. So we do need to look after our own self-care. And like I said, I slip as well. I slip backwards and then I pull myself back out again and I focus on what I can do on a daily basis to be able to, you know, be better and look after myself. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives you some tips. And if it's something you want to learn more about, please go check out that book because it's a really great resource. But other than that, that's all I wanted to share with you guys this week. And I will talk with you again next week. You have a fantastic week and I'll talk with you then. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.